KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies here in Atlantic. It's 16 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy, high around 35. In area news, firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were called to the scene of a house fire Thursday afternoon on the east side of Wyota. The call about flames and smoke reportedly visible from the roof at 69424 White Pole Road came in at around 3 p.m. Oneida Fire Chief Josh Peach told KJAN News that when they arrived, there was just smoke visible from a wood stove chimney that caught on an external decorative rooftop box on fire. The flames had been extinguished before the bulk of the firefighters arrived. Peach said the fire never entered the house, and there was minimal structural damage from the water and firefighting efforts. The home's owners, Jim and Kathy Maylander, were outside and safe when crews arrived. Firefighters were quick to get the situation under control. Peach says they remained on the scene for about a half an hour. The Cass County Sheriff's Office and Emergency Manager Mike Kennan were also on scene for that event. Two people were arrested during separate incidents overnight into early this morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say at around 1:30 a.m., deputies arrested 37-year-old Roger Lynn Gibson of Stanton. Gibson was taken into custody in Stanton on a valid Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And at around 10:45 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 17-year-old Nicholas James Terry of Red Oak for being a minor in possession of tobacco and careless driving. Terry was taken into custody in the 1500 block of Broadway in Red Oak and then released on a citation. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday there were two arrests made and one chain reaction accident investigated on Wednesday. 19-year-old Jacob Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of assault causing serious injury and booked into the Cass County Jail. And 33-year-old Jamie Smith of Cedar Rapids was arrested in Atlantic on a Johnson County warrant for theft in the third degree. Smith was booked into the Cass County Jail and later transported to Johnson County. No injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday evening at 7th and Pine Streets here in Atlantic. Officials had said vehicles driven by Donna Joyce of Marnie, Stephanie Kinsey, and Keisha Bruce, both of Atlantic, collided at around 5:12 p.m. as they were westbound on 7th Street. Authorities say Joyce failed to stop in an assured clear distance and ran into the back of the Kinsey vehicle. The impact caused that car to be pushed into the rear of the Bruce vehicle, which was stopped for traffic ahead of it. Damage from the collision amounted to $16,500. An accident Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in one person being flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. Sheriff's officials say 59-year-old Roger Schneckloth of Neola was injured after his pickup left southbound Railroad Highway at around 7:20 a.m., entered the east ditch, and then hit a bridge support. The accident took place on the east edge of Neola. Schneckloth was trapped in the pickup and extricated by Neola and Minden rescue personnel. His pickup was totaled in the crash. The accident remains under investigation. And a Pottawatomie County man convicted of murdering a Cass County woman last year has appealed his January life in prison sentence to the Iowa Supreme Court. According to online court records, 64-year-old Robert A. Reynolds of Oakland filed a notice of appeal to the Supreme Court on Monday. On November 21st, a jury found Reynolds guilty of first-degree murder in connection with the April 8, 2014 shooting death at his home of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey from Rural Atlantic. Reynolds was transferred from the Pottawatomie County Jail to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale, where he remains held without bond pending the outcome of his appeal. In the funeral announcements, Robert Ault, age 85, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Ault will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Jack Folk, age 86, of Oneida, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jack Folk will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Dorothy Chipman, age 95, of Harlan, died February 4th. Funeral services for Dorothy Chipman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Darwin Peterson, age 84, of Tucson, Arizona, and formerly of Elkhorn, died January 10th in Tucson. Services for Darwin Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harry Wetzel, Jr., age 91, of Wisconsin, died February 6th. Memorial services for Harry Wetzel, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Irwin. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Kessler, age 93, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Evelyn Kessler will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Leonard Herbst, age 74, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Masonic services for Leonard Herbst will be held Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Larry Jacobson, age 73, of Walnut, died Thursday. A celebration of life service for Larry Jacobson will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dorothy Rose Sonderman, age 97, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Sonderman will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Violet Hilsebeck, age 69, of Audubon, died Wednesday in Manning. Funeral services for Violet Hilsebeck will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Paul McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died February 4th. Denise McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died February 5th. A celebration of life visitation for Paul and Denise McDaniel will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Tuesday at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Betty Greenwalt, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Greenfield. Memorial services for Betty Greenwalt will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.